Do you have like some song that you can sing about Christmas?
I don't think there are any.
You know, or maybe about gift giving or jolliness.
Give me a hint.
What do you mean?
Well, like a song hint. What do you want? Like, is
no,
there
no,
a song
looking for something specific. No, I just
like I should make it up.
No. I was thinking, you know, you're a song guy. You're the Name That Tune guy, so you shouldn't have any problem finding a song.
Okay, I'll name that tune. Go ahead.
No. I don't sing.
I don't understand the game. Am I supposed to invent a song right now?
No.
Or sing a song that you know?
Sing a song that I know.
And then you have to try to guess what it is.
No, I'm not going to guess.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
That's the song?
Do you know it?
Yeah, I've heard it.
This is like the worst game ever. Hello and welcome to episode 154 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany, and with me as always is...
Adam, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
How's it going, Adam?
It's going great, Alan. How's it going for you?
You know, basic standard week.
Yeah?
No, not really. It's going good. Had a busy week. Had a kid.
You did?
Well, my wife did.
Okay. All right, that sounds...
Yeah, no, I was at home playing Xbox.
you already have a kid. Did you need another one?
Yeah, you want to even it out. So we had a boy this time.
Well, that's... Congratulations.
The way you say it makes it sound like I didn't actually have a kid this week.
Yeah.
Like it's some story for the show. No, I actually, my wife and I, we haven't mentioned it on the show that was imminent.
Right.
But if anybody's been wondering why I've been so distracted lately, that's why.
I was wondering.
People have been wondering. I don't always have a chance to answer emails or everything, but it turns out having a full-time job, two couple side jobs, a two-year-old, and a super pregnant wife doesn't leave you tons of free time, does it?
Does she have a shirt that says super pregnant wife?
It just says SPW, and then everyone who is, they know. They know what it means.
Okay, all right.
Although in German, it doesn't make a lot of sense because those aren't the initials.
I feel like those would really be hot sellers at the maternity store.
I think it's GSF in German. Well, ganz schwangeren Frau.
Okay, all right.
So GSF is what it is. So yeah, so everybody's doing well.
So you had a little boy.
We had a little boy.
Great.
Uh-huh. And so everybody's doing well, and, you know, he does what all little boys do at that age, sleep.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's it. No other stories about
that. Yeah, and I don't have any questions.
That's what I like about guys. You know, when one of your pals has a kid, it's like, oh, good.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what kind of cigar were you smoking in the lobby when she had him?
Yeah. But pretty much that's the best part about let's get some beers, and then women ask every detail question, you know, what was the doctor wearing, that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
you know, but
tell me your birth story.
Yeah,
all right,
it's we're done with that.
So photos, though, you must have taken a few photos in the hall. You don't have to show them. I'm just saying, like, you got anything photography related? Like, you know, first couple of days, are you right in there with your camera snapping photos? How does that?
I'm a big believer, and my wife is she's understanding. I really appreciate my wife for many, many reasons. You know, with the whole pregnancy stuff and having kids and all that stuff, that's pretty amazing as it is, but. I appreciate the fact that my wife trusts me implicitly to take photos at inappropriate times.
At appropriate times.
Inappropriate times.
Oh, she trusts that you're going to do that.
She trusts my judgment that taking a photo in an otherwise inappropriate time is actually a good thing.
Okay, I see what you're. I see where you're
and
going.
And I didn't take it in the delivery room. If that's what you're suggesting, I'm not talking about that.
Right.
But the little offbeat moments, because, I mean, you know, it's not like giving. I don't want to tell the whole story, so I'm trying to just cherry pick and have it make sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It wasn't a completely smooth ride.
Okay.
There were some bumps along the way, and you know, some emotional times, and I chose to document that when I could. So I snapped a couple of pictures at what would normally be an inappropriate time, but my wife recognizes that in perspective, in years later, it will be a very important part of the story.
Great.
So that's my recommendation for birth photos, is shoot all the things that you don't think. And I don't mean inappropriate, you know, stuff that looks inappropriate. Medical stuff,
right?
But I mean emotions that you don't think. Don't just photograph the happy times. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, and I kind of agree with you. Well, I do agree with you, because when I think we talked about it on a podcast maybe something like a year ago, but when my son was sick and he had to go in the hospital, I mean, I took photos of him. Like and you know,
that's so, right. I remember that.
Yeah, and some people kind of feel uncomfortable about that, but mm-hmm. you know, it isn't all, you know, rainbows and lollipops, and it's okay to take photos of something that isn't perfectly happy or perfectly comfortable.
Absolutely, it is. I mean, the attitude should not be let's celebrate this unhappiness,
right?
You know. But it is one of those things that I think we have talked about this before too. Is as I look back on some photos, I like some photos I took a year ago more now than a year ago.
Yes,
I've gained some perspective, and I've sort of the ancillary. I just used a big word, and now I just froze myself.
Yeah, yeah.
All the extras, all the other stuff around that photo has sort of disappeared. And now the story becomes about that photo, whereas when it's really fresh in your mind, you remember what's going on behind you and all these other things. You remember the setting, and it sort of takes away from that moment.
Right.
And so looking back, you want to have. And so I did this with our daughter. I took, you know, in the moments or the hours leading up to giving birth, I did take some photos of adversity. And we look on those fondly now.
Yes, yes.
So there's that. So that's my recommendation. Get in there and do that. The other thing I'm struggling with, and I don't know, you might not apply to you because you weren't a photographer when your kid was born.
Right.
When Sarah was born, I'm already taking less photos of the second kid.
Yeah, I think you'll kind of catch up at some point. But really what I find about the second kid is there's a real passion to take photos of them together.
Yes, you know? That's already started that.
Yeah, it's just something about taking them individually that's less fulfilling than taking them together. And anytime I can get a nice picture of the two of them together, I really enjoy that, because those are hard mm-hmm. to get, especially when they get to be 4 and 6, or I don't know, I'm sure any age, 2 and 4, in your case, 2 and a baby, it's not always easy to get those shots. Although I actually think 2 and a baby is good, because Emily probably is going to think that her brother is a toy for a while, so you'll probably get lots of shots of her with him.
Yes, yeah. So far that's been the case.
Yeah.
It is in the first couple of days, that's for sure.
Yeah,
yeah. So I and the other thing I've been doing, and I catch myself, and is I'm remembering photos I took of my daughter when she was born, and I'm thinking, oh, I better grab that photo now.
Right.
You know, and then I'm looking at it, thinking, why not just shoot what's happening? Don't engineer something. Like, you're not going to engineer a memory that didn't happen.
Right.
I think that was that Chris Nolan movie with Leo DiCaprio, maybe.
Sure.
Sounds like it.
I remember the movie.
Titanic.
No, wasn't that.
Anyways, so that's what's going on. But did you shoot anything interesting this week? Amazon. Hang on, Amazon.
Okay.
Christmas is coming. If you buy stuff on Amazon, buy it now before the flying robots come.
Right. And click through our site.
Yeah. That's why I'm bringing it up.
Right. I thought you were just talking about it. Yeah.
No, people have been doing it. People have been, again, what's nice is not only have they been doing it, and I keep saying they've been doing it, the reason I keep bringing up that they've been doing it is because they keep emailing us and telling us.
Right.
And that's, for me, that's a double appreciation that people, A, take the time to do it, to support us, and B, then take the time to let us know. So I got to tell you, I appreciate it very much.
Okay.
So keep on doing it.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. As you may have figured out by now, I've been kind of busy this week and I made no show notes.
Oh, so we're really going off the rails.
We are just going to go off the rails completely. The
show's going to be 6 hours long.
Or 20 minutes. Yeah. It could go either way. I haven't decided yet. So did you shoot anything interesting this week?
I did. I shot, I think we talked about it, that I was going to take some photos for a wedding. So taking part in my first wedding. So I did some photos for that. Actually broke new ground on two different ways for photography this week. So I did wedding photos and I did maternity photos for someone else. So there you go.
Wow.
Yeah, I was all over the map trying new things.
And how did the wedding go just in general?
It went very well. Yeah. I didn't have any real issues. I did have the added advantage of having my wife with me because she was also invited to the wedding. So she was a fantastic helper for if I needed someone to hold something. So in the case of a flash, or in the case of holding my flash inside of a softbox, she was Johnny on the spot for that. So that made my life a whole lot easier. I don't know if I would have used any flash at all had she not been with me.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, not even the black foamy thing?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. That I would have used that, but I meant off-camera flash.
Off-camera flash.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So she was a big helper.
That's great. Now, how many shirts did you sweat through?
No. I mean, it was freezing cold. It was 5 below, which, you know, made it an interesting shoot because they wanted to do some photos outside, but it was freezing cold, and the bride didn't want to, you know, have a winter jacket on. She wanted to showcase her dress. So we basically spent the bare minimum outside because it was freezing so cold, in fact, that I brought gloves. I had, like, you know, thin gloves that I thought I might have to wear these because my fingers are going to freeze. But you'll be proud of me. I managed to gut it out for all of a half an hour that we were outside with freezing hands.
Half an hour in -5 is no joke.
Yeah.
For hands, anyways. I mean, that you actually have to do something with. If you're just, you know, hanging around, that's okay. But having to actually operate a camera, that is impressive.
Yeah, and the bride was a trooper as well. She never complained once, and she was all in on taking photos outside without anything but the dress.
Yeah. See, I this is where I would have stepped in. Not you. Nothing you can say to tell her. But if it was my wife, I'd say, no, we're taking pictures with the coat on because this is what happened.
Yeah.
And we'll take pictures inside. We'll take one or two. We'll showcase the dress, of course. But you want some with that parka on because that was your day.
Yeah, sure enough. Yeah, no, she was definitely. I think we took one with a scarf on, but she wanted to do it au naturel.
Well, then the story will become the day she froze to death getting her pictures taken.
Yeah, and there are a few, like, facial expressions and stuff. Like, it is captured in the photos, even without the jacket, that you can tell that she's cold in some of the photos. She disguises well in others, but in some you can definitely tell she's cold.
See, it's okay in a December wedding. I had that very same incident where the bride and groom had to wear ski jackets, but it was a June 1st wedding.
Right.
And I'm not joking. I have pictures of them in their. It was like 2 degrees or something for whatever stupid reason in June this year, and they were unhappy.
Yeah,
but great. So that sounds great. And the maternity photos went well.
It was kind of a family photo shoot, but the mom was, like your wife, super pregnant. So she wanted to just, you know, because she had had some photos with her first. This was now her second. She wanted to have a couple of maternity shots. So yeah, we did a couple of kind of maternity type photos and then some family pictures. And there was the added element of their 2-year-old being super uncooperative. So,
oh boy.
So
what's that like?
Yeah. So that was fun because he wanted nothing to do with the photos, but we did manage to trick him into a couple of backwards couch family photos that turned out quite nice.
The backwards couch, that's the key in that, yeah, in that situation.
Yeah, so we did that, and they lifted him up and got him in there and distracted him for enough time that, we got some good shots.
Yes. We went through that, too, with the maternity shots with the 2-year-old who's uncooperative, except for we were doing it on the timer because I had to be in the shots.
Right.
Wow! That is the worst experience. It is terrible, but yeah.
Sometimes, the lure of you running into the photo, the excitement behind that is the selling point to the 2-year-old.
It can be,
yeah,
it can be. But again, you have a short window on that being cool, and then it's we're going to wreck something else.
Right. Well, yeah. What do you call run-in in German, or how do you say run-in in German?
Oh, how do you say that? I don't know how you would say the in part.
Yeah, because if you get them chanting it, then it becomes infinitely more awesome.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What would it be? I don't know. It would be like photo running, if you liked. I don't know.
All right, don't hurt yourself. So.
Yeah, no, I don't know what the run in. I have to think of the run in because it wouldn't just be the run in. It would be the run enter the photo standing. You're very specific in Germany.
Right.
And there'd be a version for it if it was sitting. There'd be a whole different word for it.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. Glad you asked.
Yeah. Super thrilled.
Yeah. Moving on.
Yeah.
Great. I'm trying to think if I shot anything interesting besides in the hospital. Maybe. We shot some stuff just the night we went in, just before we went in, like 20 minutes before, my daughter and I were out in the town waiting to find out if we had to go to the hospital or not. And, so I shot some photos in the almost dark on ISO 3200 and with using manual focus. So I did some of that.
Wow. Yeah, I was...
And as I say it, not interested.
Yeah. Well, and I'm speaking of the dark and the wedding and the church. I know you've talked about in the past with how dark some churches can be, but wow, was it dark. I was shooting an ISO 10,000.
And this was the church that you got married in, correct?
No. This is a different church. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I only saw the one shot inside. I thought it was the same one.
It's very similar looking, very small, okay. And very quaint little church, but way too dark.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah.
And there was no opportunity to use flash in the wedding?
No. I did use some flash as well.
Yeah.
But still, I was still shooting on ISO 6400 when I was using flash.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, that's how it goes. They go dark.
Yeah.
So, photo challenge from last week was gift, because we're going to talk about this is our Christmas gift show. And so the photo was about gifts.
Right.
And as you can imagine, let's do mine first, because I like yours. Yours is obviously a little more effort went into yours.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel like I have a good excuse because, the bulk of my week was taken up with having the kid and all that.
Right.
I'm really going to milk this for the next 6 months. Every show is just going to be about me having, because I'm the first person to have a kid. That's what I'm saying to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. There's 7 billion people on the planet, but, somehow mine's special.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it. But, I didn't have time to take a photo, so I went back this week and found one that I did take. And this is a snapshot, 100% a snapshot of our boots on Nicholas Day. We talked about this on the show, I think, last week. I said I had to hang up on the episode and go, because Nicholas was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on December the 6th. Nicholas shows up. You leave your boots out. He comes and fills them full of, in this case, chocolates, oranges, a book, and reindeer antlers.
All very nice.
Yeah. How much time do you want to spend on this one?
Yeah. No, that's great. I think we get the point. It is a snapshot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Very much. What the only thing that I would mention in this one is, do you know how hard it is to find good kids books?
Not hard.
Not hard?
No. You talk to my wife. She's got about 3,000 of them.
Oh, she's a teacher, though. She knows the good ones. I find, like, if you're going in cold, there's a lot of stuff to sift through that is not good.
Yeah, you should just talk to my wife, and she'll tell you what, all right. She'll tell you what's good.
Different podcast.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So let's look my wife's children's book recommendation podcast.
Yeah, right. That's a wordy title. We'll come up with a better one. Yeah. Lisa Books.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right, so let's look at your photo. What do we got going on here?
We got that's our elf. I think you've probably heard of the Elf on the Shelf.
I have heard of the Elf.
Yeah.
On the Shelf.
So this is kind of a gift within a gift. Like the elf itself is a gift that we gave to our kids about 3 years ago. I think this is third Christmas with our elf, and you get the book and you name the elf and you hide the elf and blah, blah, blah. I think most people who are interested already know what this is. And then, yeah, I positioned our elf holding the new point and shoot camera that I bought for my daughter, or technically Grandma and Grandpa bought for my daughter. They wanted to know what would be a good Christmas present. I said, I have just the thing that she will love. And so Grandma and Grandpa got her this. And before it got wrapped, I posed our elf, whose name happens to be Fisbee, with the camera. So there it is.
Now, does she listen to our show? Like, is this going to spoil Christmas for her?
Who?
Your daughter?
No, she doesn't listen to our show.
Oh, not a fan, huh?
No.
Oh, that's weird.
No. Maybe next year.
I think that's what I'll get her. I'll probably get her for Christmas. I'll get her an iPhone, and then she can subscribe to our show.
that's
appropriate.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah. Why wouldn't a kid her age have an iPhone? I'm sure they do. I'm sure the kids do have the iPhones now, right?
I think that if not, they're getting them pretty soon after. She's in grade one, and they probably start getting iPhones in grade three. I don't know. I don't think it would be too far-fetched to think that.
So when you don't get her one, is she going to be disappointed and hate you? How's this going to go?
Probably, yeah. Something like that.
I take solace in the fact that my kids are going to hate me no matter what I do.
Yeah.
So I might as well earn it. I might as well be just a jackass. Like, all right, well, at least I got my money's worth.
Yeah.
That's how we go. Good photo. We got a dark background.
Yeah, so that's just gray background paper in my completely blacked out kitchen. So mm-hmm. I put Fisbee the elf on a little photo stool that I have and the camera, and then tried to give as much distance between the dark gray paper and the stool that my kitchen would allow. And then I used the wireless triggers on the camera to get the focus assist beam, and then two flashes, both bare, one giving the rim light on the back of the hat, and then one lighting Fisbee and the camera box. So just two lights. Nice. Kind of 45 degree angle to each other, I guess.
I think my two favorite things about this photo are the background and the backlighting, the rim lighting.
There
looks good. Looks really good job on that.
There you go. So snooted backlight, so to keep any of the spill from hitting the paper.
Snooted backlight. Now that's a t-shirt right there.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a villain in Harry Potter, I'm sure. Oh no. Yeah. I've never seen one of the shows or read the book, but I'm assuming it would go like something like, oh no, here comes snooted backlight.
Yeah, that's how I've read a couple. That's how it goes.
Yeah. Harry Potter and the snooted back. That's a title.
Yeah.
Wow, we're wasting our time with this podcast thing.
Yeah,
writing children's fiction. Children, I know adults who read that book, so not children. All right, looks good.
Done.
That's the photo challenge. So this week's topic is, wait, do we start doing Sudoku again?
No,
or Exavoku?
No.
Okay, good. I was worried we started again.
Yeah, you had a nightmare. You woke up and you're like, oh no, forgot.
Like, my legs were paralyzed. I may have peed the bed. And yeah, but I looked up and on the wall and felt pen or in lipstick, someone wrote Exavoku. I was like, oh man, this is creepy. Yeah, but two thirds of that was a dream. Yeah, no one had written, and I could move my legs.
Right.
So, yeah, this week's episode, we're talking about Xmas gifts. What to buy a photographer. Now, I send you the link, because we have your recommendations, we have my recommendations, and we're fortunate enough, Amber Hughes sent in some of her recommendations.
Okay.
She couldn't be on the show this week. We were going to try to have her on the show, and she'll be on in the next couple of episodes, maybe in the new year. She'll be back to talk about some stuff, some interesting things. But she said, hey, can't be on the show this week, but here are my suggestions. I'd like to contribute. So we'll have hers as well. So let's first up. Do you want to go first or last?
I will go last.
Let's do one of hers.
Okay.
Let's do one of hers, because hers are kind of middle of the road price-wise.
Okay.
So are you looking at hers now?
No.
Okay. Click on the link I sent you. And her first one is a do-it-yourself twin lens camera kit. We'll just wait while Adam loads this up. This is the kind of prep time. It's the sort of prep time that we have here.
I've clicked on the link. It's now a spinning beach ball as I wait for this to load.
Great.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us about it as it loads? Oh, it's starting to come up.
Well, you're painting quite the word picture.
Yeah.
Well, this is one of the cameras that I would like to own is, and I'd be, they're not, you can find them. They're not crazy. Is like a twin lens, like a Rolleiflex, I don't know how to pronounce it, camera. The kind that you kind of look down through. The old timey cameras.
Yeah.
That usually take, you know, like large format photos, but they have a little do-it-yourself plastic kit that you can build your own little one that basically uses 35 millimeter roll film. And of course, it looks like it says it's out of stock for Christmas. So there you go. So just in time.
Perfect.
Just in time. So if you want to get something for next Christmas, have a look at this at the do-it-yourself twin lens camera kit.
Okay.
They send you all the plastic pieces, and you put it together yourself. It's $20, and it's kind of got the cheap, crappy plastic lens that everybody seems to love, with their Lomos and all that. So I bet you it takes really fun photos.
Okay,
so this is something that I would actually like to do, except for the putting together part. I'd get you to do that for me. So what is your first gift suggestion? Now this is people should, they should tell the, our listeners should tell other people to buy it for them.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't tell you this one earlier, but I just thought of it as we were speaking. And I think you'd agree with me on this one. The portable softbox, the Go Anywhere softbox. We have the Cheetah Stand Q-Box 24, but there are other, photo softboxes, and this is a super valuable tool.
Yeah, I love mine. I haven't had the chance to really put it through its paces yet, but I have used it a fair bit, and I very much love it. Plus, you know what the best part about it is it's easy to set up.
Super quick. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very fast. It's pretty much as fast or close to as fast as throwing up an umbrella.
I agree.
But you whip that out at any sort of event or whatever, your pro factor shoots through the roof. Like, you look like just a complete rock star photographer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, people love it. Like, I get a lot of, ooh, wow, like I invented it.
Yeah, I mean, just a lot more control over your lighting than the umbrella.
It is a lot more control, that's right. Sometimes I've used it and thought I should have used an umbrella, because I want light spraying everywhere.
Right.
But you know, that's the live and learn kind of thing, that okay, not everything is a softbox.
Right.
You know, softbox is good. I like softbox because the idea is to essentially duplicate the effect of window light.
Mm-hmm. And I like the grid too. The included grid, which you do not get with any other that I could find, a portable softbox at the time that I bought mine, a year and a bit ago. That was the only one that came with the grid at that price point. I think it was about $130, and it comes with a great grid.
Yes. Yes, I highly recommend the one that we have. And we have the same one, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it. It's the Q-Box by somebody.
Cheetah-Stan. All right, now your turn.
Okay, I'm going the other way. I'm going for completely low rent. If you can, this one can actually be a free gift if you can track it down. Flash gels.
Yes.
Get flash gels. If the photographer in your life does not have, he or she uses a flash and does not have flash gels, they need flash gels. Absolutely, positively. Now, the good news is, if you do a little bit of phone calling, you can find these probably for free. Now, Lee filters, I guess they're just called Lee because they do gels and everything like that. They make the big giant gels and whatnot for the big giant lights for movies, for theater, stuff like that. And what they do is they put out a sample pack so that you can have a look through and go, oh, I would like to order X number of these specific gels.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough, for the most part, these little sample pack gels fit on a flash. On most flashes, they'll fit over the front and now color your flash. So you can get these for free at many photo stores. Now, people have clued in that people want them for free now for this, and so some places have started to charge like $10 or something like that. But you can still find them for free if you look hard.
Okay.
So that's gift number one, and that's a free one. Let's have a look at Amber's next suggestion. Now, she's got it. This one is recycled film roll magnets. I'm assuming for your fridge or for anything. I guess you could use whatever you use. What do you use magnets for, Adam?
These are decorative. What do I use them for? I use them for putting kids' artwork up on the fridge or possibly mm-hmm. something that I don't want to lose on the fridge.
There you go. It was kind of a rhetorical question.
Did you notice how I said something I didn't want to lose? As opposed to my kids' artwork.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So these are interesting. These are very, well, three magnets, $15. And I think they look pretty cool. That would be a fun little gift for your photographer friend.
Mm-hmm.
So although it depends on their age, because I guess you're going to have to, if they're younger, you have to get a magnetized memory card or something like that. Because they're not going to have any idea what this is.
Right.
At some point, I don't think we're that far off. Like, if I showed your kids a roll of film, what would they think?
Yeah, they would have no idea.
No clue what that is.
Right.
Thanks for being old, Alan.
Yeah.
Yeah, or Al. They call me Al, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, there you go.
Okay.
So that's I do like that one, too. So, moving on, what's your next one?
I just put this one down, and funnily enough, my wife just ordered for me this morning, so I will have it soon, but monitor calibration equipment, so software-hardware combination.
Okay. Do you know which one it is?
Yes, because I picked it.
Oh, this is not a Christmas gift.
No, it is a Christmas gift, but I told her exactly, because she was like, is there anything specific you want? And I said, yes, here it is.
Okay.
Yeah, so I ordered, it's called the Color Monkey Display, that's what it's called, the Color Monkey Display by a company called X-Rite. So I did lots of research.
Oh, that one sucks.
Yeah, I did lots of research and ended up finding it on B&H. I would have bought it from Amazon, mm-hmm. but price was not even close to what I mm-hmm. could get it for at B&H. And the local photography store was crazy expensive, so it was almost half price buying it at B&H.
Right.
Yeah, so we ordered that.
Nice. That's you're going to like. I think we're all going to like that you have that.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna make a huge difference. In fact, the first time that you calibrate your monitor, you're going to look at your monitor and just think, that doesn't look right.
Yeah. And I actually, the reason I decided with that one is there was a like a photography, I don't know what it was, a symposium, I don't know what you would call it. It was like a trade show kind of thing for photography at my mall a couple weeks back. And I went and I they had a booth about monitor calibration, and I looked at a whole bunch of products and talked to one of the reps, and he recommended this particular software for what I was doing. And then I went and did a bunch of reading about it, and then read a bunch of B&H reviews, and it just seems perfect for exactly what I want, which is like a single user, you know, to calibrate my monitor. Some of them, like that same company, makes one that's meant for essentially like a professional studio where you have, let's say, 10 or 15 monitors. There's a different piece of hardware for that, but this one looks really good. It's not the low end. It's probably pretty much the middle end of the spectrum, and it accounts for ambient light as well, which is what I want, because I got a whole bunch of different light sources in my room. So some of them don't do that very well, and apparently this one does very well. So
it's a game changer. Like the first time, I saw mine go into action, I thought, wow, like that is perfect.
So that monitor calibration software, I'm going to say that's a good gift. It'd be a good gift for me. I'm sure a lot of other people at my kind of level probably haven't ventured out into that world of spending money on something that you might not know the exact results of.
Now, to be clear, that's not just software. There's hardware.
Well, no, that's primarily what you're buying, is you're paying for the hardware. Yeah,
and what happens? What this thing does is it plugs into your USB port. You hang it over the screen.
Yeah,
tell it to go, and it basically then reads. Actually, does an actual hardware reading of your image, of your display.
Right.
As it goes, takes it through its paces. It's a pretty cool process to watch. It's not really a one and done kind of thing. You're supposed to do it every month or 2 months or 2 weeks, or depends, you know, how often you want to do it. I started out saying I'm gonna do it every week, of course, and now it's, you know, months go by, and every time I start the computer up, it warns me, hey, you haven't done this, and so I just click through. So I need to do it more often.
Okay.
So there's that, but it does a great job, especially matching monitors.
Right.
Which you can do if you have multiple monitors. That's always a big thing too. If you have an external monitor and running dual displays, you want them to match.
Right.
So maybe you do, maybe you don't. That's a good one. Okay, my next one ties in with the flash gels, but it also comes in handy in so many different ways. Velcro. Buy your photographer friend Velcro.
I 100% agree with this one.
Go to the dollar store or wherever else they have it for a dollar, hence the name. You can get like these long strips, basically, that you peel off the back and it sticks to things. Because there's other kinds that you'd sew in, I'm sure.
Yeah, I like the ones with just the sticky backs.
Yes, get the sticky one, because you're not sewing stuff to your camera. That would be silly.
Mm-hmm.
So get the sticky stuff. You can get long stretches of it for very, very little money. And it comes in handy on everything. Now, I use it to hold the flash gels on, but I use it to hold everything on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Most of my photo gear, the flash, all my flash stuff, everything external. Like, I don't think I have anything on my camera itself, Velcro-wise. I might. No, I don't think so. But everything else I own is covered in Velcro. So buy them Velcro.
Great.
Great. Okay, moving on. And now Amber's last gift. This one's pretty cool. You can get custom wooden shutter buttons for your camera.
Oh, that is cool.
That is. Although they do have a picture of a Leica on the front. And, that'd be nice to have the Leica. But this does look pretty cool. Now, I don't know much about this. Fortunately, they have an about page.
Yes.
But not really about the wooden thing. Should I have checked this out ahead of time? I really should have.
Maybe.
Shutter buttons. Here we go. So they do have a thing you can basically add. I guess it substitutes for your actual shutter button. And it looks really cool. And it's a little pricey for a shutter, you know, for what we expect to spend to replace your shutter button. But they are really well done. So in that regard, I got to say, not that expensive.
Okay.
Around $30, $35. You can get a custom walnut or olive wood or We'll put the link up on the site.
Okie doke.
So I like that one. What's your next a gift idea?
This one I have to mention, even though probably most people can predict it coming, but everybody should own, who's interested in off-camera flash, everybody should own a set of Yongnuo 622 triggers. I think you can get them for Nikon now. I'm pretty sure that they have them for Nikon now. Originally, they're just for Canon, but pretty sure they have the Nikon versions. And again, can't find a single thing to complain about when it comes to these triggers. They are awesome, high speed sync capable. The build quality is solid. They just work. And yeah, love them. Compared to the previous set I had, night and day, head and shoulders improvement.
Now let me weigh in on this. For months now, a year maybe, I don't even know how long it's been, you have really been shooting your mouth off about how good these are.
Yeah.
And that I got to get a set and all this stuff. And I have perfectly functional flash triggers that don't do ETTL or high-speed sync. And so for me, I thought, well, why would I bother upgrading? Once I did have yours in my hand and was playing with them that one day we shot the green screen, I did see exactly where you're coming from, and I almost pulled the trigger on my own. I'm buying my own set.
I know you were sending me emails. I thought you were going to.
I was good. I had them loaded in the bin, and was just going to click it, and then ultimately didn't pull the trigger. And I probably will in the new year. Even though, I have ones that function, but this brings a whole level of functionality to that function.
Right.
that is awesome. You know, and for me, it wasn't even the ability to do ETTL off camera, which is kind of cool. Like, that really comes in handy. You must have used that at the wedding.
Absolutely.
For when you got a lot of moving parts going around in terms of what you're photographing, it's nice to have that. The high-speed sync is a big seller for me. Off-camera high-speed sync comes in handy for a lot of stuff. You know, baseball comes to mind.
Yeah.
In certain situations, not during a game, but...
But even just in bright sunshine, you know, or you want to shoot shallow depth of field with flash, you know? There's just so many things options it gives you. But yeah, I think when you are doing off-camera flash and you do not have a lot of time, like some situations you can plan it out, you can, you know, do all your test shots, but if things are just happening, like in the case of a wedding, and you have not much time, the ETTL and the high-speed sync capabilities come in super handy.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely. And but the main selling point for me is just the ability to control the manual flash output on the camera itself.
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, it's one of those things that when I was messing around with yours, I had never used the 6D before. And so, you know, just, it doesn't feel, there's no muscle memory for me.
Right.
And so like with my camera and my equipment, all my units, everything is very, very fast. I don't have to look at the camera. I know where everything is.
Right.
And so at first yours felt clunky, but that's 100% because I had, you know, I had zero stick time on that.
I have to say that because I have three flashes that I use primarily, but really now I rarely use the third flash because it's a Nikon flash and it's not like I have to walk over to the flash to change the power output, and now I've been so spoiled, and I have the two dedicated Canon flashes, which I can control completely separately in manual mode from the camera body, that it is just so awesome that very seldom do I add that third flash, because I'm thinking to myself, oh man, I got to walk all the way over there and adjust it manually. Like, it is so convenient that I'm halfway considering the idea of a third Canon flash, because it is that awesome.
Which leads us to a future episode called How I Got Fat, the Adam Schwartz story.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Yongnuo.
Yeah.
Great. I do recommend that one. All right, my next one. To go along with the Velcro, you can never have enough rubber bands.
Okay.
Buy your photographer friend a box of elastic bands, rubber bands, whatever you want to call them. which they come in wildly handy for everything. Like, I hold all kinds of stuff up or onto the camera or, you know, wherever it is. I'm trying to think of how many rubber bands I put into use on a typical shoot, and it's probably a dozen, minimum a dozen, for just various little things that you need. Holding stuff together in your bag, or as you've seen, it makes a nice wallet.
Mm-hmm.
I use a rubber band for the wallet, so that's handy as well.
Yes.
So a box of rubber bands, and get the thick ones too.
I was going to say the thick ones I find are much, much better.
Yeah, that's what you need. Okay. So there you can't go wrong.
Okay.
Okay, now Amber's out of ideas. She only gave us three. Selfish.
Mm-hmm. I also have included in my list the lens mug that I've been talking about. I believe my wife ordered for me. Just think it's kind of cool if you're looking for an inexpensive gift for the photographer friend. Probably want to find out whether they use a Canon or a Nikon. And get them the suitable, it doesn't have to be a lens that they own or anything, but at least one that's more, suited towards, their shooting habits.
Now I've seen all kinds of stuff. They have like shot glasses now.
Oh, I haven't seen those.
Was it shot glasses I saw? What was involved? I'm not sure how that was. Or do they use like, is there prime lenses you can get? Or are they all zoom lenses?
I haven't. Oh no, I think I have seen some prime lenses, like just like small mugs. Yeah,
there you go. All kinds of options. I like it.
Yeah, and I just saw on the link that you gave that sort of goes along these lines of kind of little interesting photo looking items. But you can get camera USB drives where the lens pulls out of the camera body, and it's the lens part that plugs into your computer as a USB drive, and then basically fits back into the camera for carrying purposes.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool.
Those are kind of cool. I saw that. I can't say I can get my head around, again, the functionality of that.
No, I just think it's kind of cool looking.
Okay.
I agree. Probably very inexpensive.
Sort of like a Corvette.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Great. Check that out. My next one. I got another one.
Sure.
You got your Velcro.
Yeah.
You got your rubber bands. Where's your duct tape?
You need to have it.
Get duct tape. This is... I use duct tape all the time. Now, just to be clear, it's duct tape.
Right.
I don't know if you thought it was duct tape.
No, I thought it was duct.
Okay. Now, you can get gaffer's tape and all this stuff. They say, oh, yeah, get gaffer's tape because then it doesn't stick. Like, it sticks, but doesn't leave the residue or whatever. I just get regular, good old-fashioned duct tape. I don't really care. I for one, I don't really care how beautiful my equipment looks. It's how good the images it takes are.
Right.
That's not a sentence in English. But you get the idea.
You're not really in the resale market.
I'm not. You know what? It's funny. I had this discussion this week at work. Because somebody asked about my iPad and said, oh, do you have the case for it? Like, do you have like the whole protective case? And I said, no. Well, doesn't the back get scratched? Probably, I guess, you know, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, oh no, he protected his, and then he sold his used. He got an extra couple of dollars for it because it wasn't scratched. And I said, well, great. I don't care.
Yeah, no, I think that the reason you get a case is if you ever plan on letting Emily use it for playing a kitty game, then you want to have the case, because unless you think she's very sure-handed, it's probably not going to survive a drop so well.
That is a valid point.
Yeah.
Bam. That's the kit. That's the situation.
That's the only reason. I agree. As an adult, hopefully you can hold on to it.
Yeah, we can get those ones called life proof or something like that. That you can, you know, underwater or all that. Although I did see a funny tweet the other day. I don't. It's probably a joke. I don't know. But it said something. It was being shared around on all the social media things. But whoever told me that the iOS 7 waterproofs your iPhone, screw you. Although I don't know how they sent that tweet out, if that's true. So Anyways, yeah, get duct tape. It comes in handy for everything. You could stick it. You could stick stuff to your flash. You can like stuff impromptu stuff. You know what else I use it for? I make team markers for my subject. If I'm taking people's headshots or just portraits in general, I'll put a mark on the ground where they can stand.
Right.
It comes in handy for that. If you have nothing else, but if you want something that's going to stay, how did you build the snoot for your flash that we talked about earlier? Duct tape.
Black foam and Velcro.
Black foam and Velcro. Okay. Well, see, I use the cardboard box, just regular cardboard, and duct tape.
Okay.
Duct tape is very handy. Now, with that in mind, I do buy black duct tape.
Okay.
I happen to like black duct tape. You get the silver kinds fine too, but not for building your snoots. You want black. So have a roll of black duct tape. This is going to be like either the best or the worst Christmas ever when you under the tree. You got duct tape, rubber bands, and Velcro.
Yeah. Hopefully that's just from one person and in one little package.
Yeah. And don't include ether in that. Otherwise, you're going to get a call from the FBI.
Yeah.
So there you go. Anything else? You got any more? I have one more.
I have one more, but hopefully you don't have this one. Camera strap.
Camera strap. Good one.
Yeah, it's always one of those things that it'd be good as a gift because a lot of people don't decide to buy one of these for themselves. They have a hard time justifying the $50 or $70 or just depending on what you get. But yeah, great. Once you have one, you will love it. I think you share that sentiment.
I do. For a long time, I didn't know what the fuss was about. And you got me one, and I understand what the fuss is all about now.
Yeah, I never even thought about it until a photographer friend, other than you, a different photographer friend said, "Hey, you should think about getting one of these." And I just, on a whim, I went out and did it, and I couldn't be happier.
Yep, definitely, and you're right. It does make a great gift. It was a gift. Mine was a gift from you.
Sure, great.
You know, and I hadn't pulled the trigger on it yet, and. Bam. And to me, that's what, because getting gifts for adults is difficult.
Yes.
I find, because generally most adults I know, if they want or need something, they have that.
Yes.
And so generally you're not going to go out and do that, but this is the kind of thing where, yeah, you don't know you want it till it's in your hands. Get one, get a lens, camera strap. And that brings us to the last gift idea.
Okay.
And which is, again, you notice mine were all under a dollar.
Great.
Well, duct tape's going to set you back two or three probably.
Yeah.
This one's a little bit more expensive, but still very, very, very cheap. Get lens caps. Buy lens caps for your photographer friend.
Okay.
Now, specifically for your Canon photographer friends, dear Canon, what are you doing with your lens caps?
With the pinch on the outside, you mean?
I can't believe this is like they're sticking with it. I can't believe it. It's an inferior product. I hate them. I hate the Canon, and hate's a pretty strong word.
Yeah,
Adam.
Very strong.
I hate them. Screw that. I hate them. I hate the Canon lens caps.
Especially if you're using hoods. They're almost impossible to use with a hood.
And I use a hood.
Yes.
On all my lenses, I use hoods, and they're not impossible, but it takes a little finesse. It takes some getting used to use.
Yes, I agree.
And I like the center pinch ones, like the Nikon makes them.
Yeah, and you use Sigma too, I think.
And Sigma as well, and you can get off brand ones for not very much money. It's just a matter of what size. They are size specific.
Yep.
So you have to, you know, be careful of what ones you get. So check in the photographer's bag ahead of time.
Yeah, and just the same as the size that the filter would be. So it's the same size.
Right. Yes. Do not be fooled. So your 85 millimeter lens, you will not get an 85 millimeter lens cap.
Right. So if you look up what the filter size is for any particular lens, which is easy to Google, get that size lens cap.
For example, the 85 millimeter and the 50 millimeter 1.4 for Canon takes a 58 millimeter wind on.
Right.
So that's the size of the lens cap you'd get. So yeah, I highly recommend those. Plus, they get lost. I mean, they do go missing, and I don't use, because I don't use the protective UV filter. A lot of this, there are certain situations where I use a lens cap. You know, like I don't like to always have one on, and there's certain times I just don't bother, as long as you're careful. But if you're not going to use a UV filter and you want to store your camera away, or it's you're traveling or whatever, then you want to throw it on there.
Mm-hmm.
So I do it, and they get misplaced. How many times, like, do you have a specific place to put your lens cap when you shoot, or is it just kind of wherever?
It always goes in my pocket, my front pocket.
Okay, I try to do that, but it, you know, invariably it ends up somewhere. And so I am missing one now. I just can't find it anywhere. I'm assuming it's gone, the end. Too bad for me.
Mm-hmm. They are inexpensive.
Yes. So get the center pinch ones. And while we're at it, Canon, starting next year, just make them good. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Stop with these nonsense. It's been like probably 60 years plus, and they haven't budged on the crappy lens cap. So this is my Grinch section of the show, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'll lead us out of here with some Whoville stuff. All right. Next week's episode, we have to have a challenge, but it's going to be a challenge for 2 weeks. You have 2 weeks to complete this next one.
Okay.
Do you know why?
I'm going to guess there's no photo challenge next week.
Wow.
Is that why?
Yeah. All the people who said you're stupid are wrong. And there's a lot of them.
I have another guess.
Okay.
Is it because next week is the Christmas episode?
You've been fairly warned.
Wow.
Next week there'll be a non-photo Christmas episode.
We don't have anything to talk about, though.
I'll find something. I'll complain about something.
All right.
There's something out there that's rubbing me the wrong way, I'm sure.
But just in case, if you're thinking about not listening, we might throw in some super helpful photo tips and advice.
Exclusives.
Yeah.
Only on this show. There's no way. You can't even Google it. It's that good.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I suppose if you Google photo gift ideas, do you think duct tape and Velcro is going to come up?
Probably not.
Probably not. It's probably way down the list.
Yeah.
So you heard it here first, man. Duct tape.
Yeah.
Although if you do give that, you better explain to the person that, no, it's photo stuff. Like, otherwise they might just look at you, wow, great.
Yeah, this is weird.
Yeah. Out of context, it is weird. So, yeah, next week's going to be the Christmas episode, but we need a photo challenge going forward. So what, do you have anything in mind, Adam?
No, I have nothing. How about reindeer? I was kidding about that.
Okay, good, because I don't know. I honestly don't care. I really have to go.
Okay, how about lights?
Lights? Oh, yeah, okay.
Like, just
I like that.
Christmas
I like
lights?
That idea. Yeah. Well, it could be anything lights, because next week, a week from now, will be the shortest day of the year, which is both, for me, both the happiest and the saddest day, because I do not like the fact that the sun sets at noon now. And it's the shortest day. It's really depressing. However, the next day, it starts to get longer days.
Yes.
And that's my favorite. I love that upward climb into spring. But because it is the shortest day of the year, it is quite dark. You throwing in the whole lights suggestion, love it.
Okay.
So get out there and be creative with lights. And you got 2 weeks to do it, which means I have 13 days to not do it. And then one mad rush to do it moments before the show.
Great.
You know how that goes.
Yes, I do.
Wonderful. And then also buy some stuff on Amazon.
Sure.
That's what I would check that out. Do they have rubber bands? Probably.
Probably. If you're going to buy the Color Monkey display, you're going to pay too much on Amazon, though. I'm just giving you the heads up.
Okay. I like B&H as well. I like them a great deal.
But please do buy stuff on Amazon, even if you have to overpay.
Yeah. No, if you buy it on B&H, just send us a check for a couple bucks. Just.
We want our cut.
That's that is terrible. Yeah. What a horrible attitude. You know, I used to like the Hosers, but then their attitude took a real turn.
Yeah, right before the 7th Christmas episode.
Yeah, yeah, but seriously, send us money. Yeah, no, come on.
All right,
that's not what we're going through. Buy it from B&H if you get that. But the rest, everything else, check it out. Check out your Velcro, all your Velcro needs on Amazon. That's yes. Where I would look first.
Yes.
You know what's funny is this is a true story. I looked for rubber bands on Amazon at one point because I could not find any that I needed here in Germany.
Really?
No matter what store I went, they did not have like the thick rubber bands. I had to find them at the dollar store in Canada.
Great yeah. story.
Great story. So don't buy them on Amazon, I'm saying.
Okay. All right.
There you go. All right, Adam, where can people find your photos?
Facebook, Two Hosers Facebook site. And mm-hmm. My wife did, by the time this podcast is posted, there will be a blog post on schwartzchronicles.com. So check that out.
Okay.
I think our sort of Christmassy stuff that we do around our place.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah. What about sorry. I was going to ask you where you find your stuff.
Okay. Yeah. AlanAtridge.com. But the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can find all the links to the stuff we talked about. Well, I'm not putting a link to Velcro, but I will put the links to the stuff Amber talked about.
Great.
Or maybe we'll create a separate link page of a list of all the photo things. That's what we'll do. Great. I just gave myself more work.
I couldn't talk because I was yawning.
Yeah, yeah. That seems reasonable. So I got to go and be a dad now. So
great.
Until next week, get out there and make better photos.